In the dawn of creation, when Lord Mahavishnu expands into each universe as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, he doesn't find anything within the universe. It is hollow and pitch dark. So he creates water from his own body and he lies in those waters in the Anantashesha. And he creates a lotus from his navel, and inside that lotus there are millions of jivas which are shining like diamond shines in a treasury. Like that there are millions of jivas which are all shining because this jiva is also a spark, part and parcel of Krishna. Amongst them, he chooses the best one and gives him the body of Brahma. He makes him the leader of the living entities within the universe. And from Lord we should learn delegation. As soon as the Lord saw that the universe is created now and all living entities have to be created and they have to be given the knowledge in Guru Parampara, so Lord thought, I will take the best living entity, Brahma. And when Brahma was born, as soon as Brahma opened his eyes, he found the whole universe dark. Neither could he know who he was, nor could he know who the Supreme Lord was. In this way, Prabhupada says, even the great personalities like Brahma and Durga, they are afflicted by ignorance. That is why Parvati is sitting next to Shiva and always doing jignasa, asking questions, and Shiva gives answers. And similarly, Brahma also had many questions. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to do. So he was speculating, and he came down the stem. Standing in the navel of the Lord, he could not see the Lord. Again, he went back to the lotus and sat. At that time, he heard a transcendental sound vibration, mercifully spoken by the Lord, called tapa. So when Brahma heard that sound, through that sound, Lord initiated Brahma. So Srila Prabhupada says, in this way, by sound one can be initiated into beginning one's dvija, the second life, second birth. The first birth is the bodily birth, and the second birth is spiritual birth. Or we can say Brahminical birth, and the third birth is spiritual birth. So the Lord also gave him the Kama Gayatri Mantra to chant. So when Brahma faithfully chanted that Gayatri Mantra, which actually describes the beautiful name, form, qualities, pastimes and activities of Krishna. So when he uttered the Gayatri Mantra repeatedly, which is actually called tapasya. Why it is tapasya? There is some amount of resistance from inside our heart to just sit and chant the holy name. When we try to do it, why there is opposition? Because we are afflicted by three gunas, especially the lower gunas of rajas and tamas. They don't allow us to be patient, tolerant, humble, grateful, simple. They don't allow. They keep pushing us. So to go against that push and just peacefully keep calling the holy name, aspiring for the mercy of the Lord, such a quality requires tapasya. So he performed tapasya for 100 celestial years. So after Brahma performed the tapasya, when he opened his eyes, he saw there was no more darkness. Everywhere there was brilliant light, and he saw the beautiful form of Lord Vishnu, his own father, Lord Vishnu. He got the right vision, which means the purpose of spiritual life is actually get Premanjana Churita.
Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shyama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
So Krishna's form is Achintya Gunaswarupam. His qualities are all inconceivable. Even his form is inconceivable and not easily accessible to the mundaners. But that form can be revealed by chanting the mantra. As Brahmaji chanted, that form became revealed to him. At that time, Vishnu form became revealed in Brahma Vimohan Leela. After that, this Shyam Sundar form became revealed, and the glory of Vrindavan became revealed to Brahma, which means it is possible by devotional tapasya to attract the attention of the Lord and get His darshan. But before getting the darshan of the Lord, we should have prema anjana churita, which means our eyes should be tinged with the salve of pure love. If eyes are tinged with avidya, then we won't be able to see Him, even if we see Him. So the eyes have to be tinged with salve of pure love. One has to see the Lord with eye of love. And one's heart should be free from all impurities and inabilities. One's heart should be clean, like the throne that is fit for the divine couple to come and sit. That is why Balaramji, after the six demons were killed, Balaramji cleanses the heart of Devaki and creating a suitable place for Krishna to appear and come and sit in the throne. And then Balaram gets transferred to Rohini's womb after that. So Balaram is represented by the spiritual master. So the spiritual master has to cleanse our heart, help us to cleanse our heart by his instructions. And then when the heart is clean, then the Lord can come and reside in our heart. And we have to see the Lord with eyes of love. And such things are possible only when one is initiated into the Vaishnava Sampradaya, and when one takes the instructions to the heart. Just like the South Indian Brahmana felt the presence of Krishna and he was overwhelmed with tears of love in his eyes because of, Prabhupada says, the spiritual master is present in his sound and the follower lives with him. So even after, like 1933, Prabhupada got an instruction from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to preach in English language. 1922 he got. Again, 1933, he wrote a letter. He got the same instruction. And 1936, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left the world. And Prabhupada fulfilled that instruction in 1965. How many years later, you see? Which means, the spiritual master lives in his sound vibration and the follower lives with him. Similarly, Krishna is living in the sound vibration of Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra was uttered by the divine lips of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas down the line. When you go to Vrindavan and Samadhis, you find the bead bag, correct? Bead bag of Rupa Goswami, beads of Jiva Goswami. So they all have chanted this mantra. So this mantra being chanted by all the acharyas down the line in our sampradaya, this mantra, and we being residents of Kali Yuga, Krishna and Srimati Radharani are very powerfully present in this holy name. And anyone who understands this fact and chants with great faith will definitely attain the lotus feet of the divine couple. Because Radharani is called abode of love. And she can make our eyes tinged with love. It is possible. And Krishna is called emperor of sweetness. And because Krishna is emperor of sweetness, Radharani is that Shakti which gives him ananda. Similarly, there are other Shaktis which give him Sandini Shakti gives abode and Samvit Shakti gives knowledge. But Radharani is most important Shakti which gives ananda, which every living entity is after. So, the Srimati Radharani is Hladini Shakti who can make the eyes of the devotees who are trying to chant the holy name, she can make their eyes tinged with salve of love. And that is why Srila Prabhupada said we chant Hara first, so that Mother Hara can cleanse us and give us the eye of love, so that we can surrender to Lord Hari through this chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Harinam Prabhu ki.